This is WRJX359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Beyond Anxiety. When Dorothy Dix began answering readers' questions in her daily newspaper column, people loved it. And by 1939, she was the First Lady of Advice, with a syndicated column that reached 60 million readers. Dorothy had this advice about life: don't borrow trouble by dreading tomorrow. It's the dark menace of the future that makes cowards of us all. If you've been wasting time and energy fretting about the consequences of some distant possibility, think again. After all, no one ever changed the future by dreading it. Instead of worrying about tomorrow, do today's work and leave everything up to God. When you do, you'll discover a peace that comes with knowing your todays and tomorrows are in the best hands possible. Worry is as useless as a handle on a snowball. Betsy Chandler. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in a basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name and basic location, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. I'd like to remind everyone that Veterans Day is this next Tuesday, November 11th. Please remember to honor and celebrate all the men and women that served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Please thank them for their service and sacrifice. Never forget that freedom is never free. We've been discussing various topics from our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. Last week we talked about utility failure hazards for power outages. This week we'll be talking about utility failure hazards for natural gas and, say, water mains. Natural gas. Any odor of natural gas inside your home might indicate a leak. If you smell natural gas or hear a blowing or hissing noise, open the window and quickly leave the building. Turn off your gas at the meter as soon as possible. To turn gas off, locate the shutoff valve. Use a crescent wrench and turn the rectangular knob 1/4 turn clockwise to the horizontal position. Call your gas company from somewhere other than your home. If you turn off the gas for any reason, service should only be restored by a professional. If you suspect a gas leak, if you smell natural gas, get everyone away from the home immediately. Don't use your telephone. This includes cellular phones and all types of portable communications and electronic devices that have a battery. These can spark and create a source of ignition. Don't use matches, lighters, or open flame appliances, and don't operate electrical switches. water main tip. Earthquakes, winter storms, and freezing weather can not only disrupt power, but they can also rupture water pipes, causing flooding if not turned off quickly. Find the location of your home's water shutoff valve. There is a shutoff valve at the water meter, but there may also be one closer to your house. Some common places to look for your master shutoff valve are in the crawl space or basement where the water line enters the house, in the garage where the water line enters the wall or ceiling, near the water heater or by the clothes washer hookup, outside near the foundation of your home, possibly protected by a concrete or clay pipe ring. Tip, if you don't find a hand-operated master shutoff valve, have one installed on the house side of the meter. It may come in handy. There's a few diagrams there to help look, but it would be helpful if you knew where all of that was ahead of time. So maybe after the rain stops a little bit, you might go out and take a look if you don't know that for sure. Tip, your sewer system could also be damaged in a disaster such as an earthquake, landslide, or flood. Make sure the system is functioning as designed before using it. This may prevent the contamination of your home and possibly your drinking water supply. So we've talked about that, and we also talked about the power outages last time. But when I call on you this evening, if you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share with the other ladies, please feel free to speak up.